93.5 and sunny 95.3.
On Fridays, we welcome Bill Melberg, political humorist, and eveningwiththepresidents.com. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio and sunny listeners.
Hey, Bill, before we review this week's news, I'd like to do a quick follow-up to something you did last week. Do you remember how you imitated Barack Obama morphing into Richard Nixon?
Yes, I do.
And do you recall the audio clip of President Nixon that we played at the end of last week's program?
Yes, I do.
Well, it seems life really does imitate art, because shortly after last week's program, President Obama did his own imitation of President Nixon.
He did?
Yes, he did. First, let's play that clip of Richard Nixon, the real Richard Nixon, from last Friday, and here it is.
I want to say this to the television audience. I made my mistakes, but in all of my years of public life, I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
All right. And now just a few minutes later, here's the real Barack Obama, I guess, sort of imitating Richard Nixon.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president. So
okay, how about that?
Well, I'm not a crook. I'm not a dictator. Like you said, life imitating art. Mm-hmm. And as Richard Nixon might have added, let me make one thing perfectly clear. I am not a dictator.
Speaking of dictators, President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela passed away on Tuesday following a long battle with cancer. Chavez was a controversial figure who led a socialist revolution in Venezuela about 15 years ago. His funeral is today. Here to comment on this story is the man who Hugo Chavez nicknamed El Diablo, former President George W. Bush. Good morning, Mr. President.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Mr. President, why did Hugo Chavez call you El Diablo?
Well, Stevie and Diane, El Diablo is Spanish for the devil. And back in 2006, when Hugo Chavez gave a speech to the United Nations General Assembly,
yep,
following my own speech to the UN the day before,
yep,
he said, and I quote, "El Diablo came here yesterday, and it still smells of sulfur today."
What did he mean by that?
Well, he meant that I was the devil, and I guess the sulfur smell was supposed to be from the fires in hell, which is where I supposedly came from.
So what did you think when you heard the news that Hugo Chavez had died?
I thought, I guess old Hugo's about to meet the real El Diablo, and he'd better get used to the smell of sulfur, because that's what he's going to be sniffing for the rest of eternity.
Well, in other words, you think Hugo Chavez went to the blazes?
Well, Stevie, it's not up to me to send Mr. Chavez one way or the other. But given the socialist dictatorship that he established and the suffering that he imposed on his people in Venezuela, I think St. Peter might have pushed the down button when old Hugo arrived at the pearly gates in that big elevator in the sky. But, you know, I really shouldn't be saying anything about Hugo on the day of his funeral. As my mother always says, if you can't say anything good about a person, don't say anything at all.
So is there anything good you can say about Hugo Chavez?
Let's see. He picked a good day to die, because Tuesday happened to be the 60th anniversary of the death of another socialist dictator, Joseph Stalin.
Mm.
Happy anniversary, Joe. Also, as you've probably heard, Hugo Chavez is going to be preserved. That is to say, his body is going to be preserved and put on display in a glass coffin, just like Lenin.
Mm.
And as you probably also know, Hugo Chavez came from a modest background. His family were peasants. So I guess you could say he's now going to be preserved as peasant under glass.
Wow. On that note, we thank President Bush for his comments about Hugo Chavez. Let's switch gears to talk with Janet Napolitano. She's the Secretary of Homeland Security. About the new TSA regulations regarding carry-on items aboard airliners. Good morning, Madam Secretary.
Good morning, Stevie. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Secretary Janet Napolitano?
Yes?
Is this really you?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you just fine, sir. I mean, madam. And I was wondering if you could tell us about the TSA's new policy with regard to the items that can now be carried aboard airliners.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Stevie and Diane. We've decided to relax the restrictions covering carry-on items just a bit so that you'll be able to bring pocket knives, Boy Scout knives, and Swiss Army knives aboard airplanes. Also, we're allowing some harmless sports equipment.
Such as?
Well, such as baseball bats, hockey sticks, golf clubs, tennis rackets, horseshoes, barbells, cue sticks, and javelins.
Javelins? Excuse me, Secretary Napolitano. I'm not too sure you could call those items harmless. In fact, some of them might be described as, well, downright lethal.
You might have a point there, Stevie J. And, we might have to reconsider javelins.
I would certainly think so. In any case, thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to give us a briefing on these changes.
My pleasure, Stevie and Diane, and thank you for your input.
Janet Napolitano, now it's time to bring in our point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain and former Congressman Barney Frank. John McCain, Republican, Arizona. Barney, of course, Democrat, Massachusetts, former congressman. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, ESPN Radio and Sunny listeners.
Gentlemen, last Friday, President Obama met with the press and declared, quote, "I am not a dictator." That remark drew quite a bit of attention and some comparisons to Richard Nixon, as you might have heard a few moments ago. But President Obama said something else during that conference, which also drew considerable criticism. Take a listen.
Most people agree that I'm being reasonable, that most people agree I'm presenting a fair deal. The fact that they don't take it means that I should somehow, do a Jedi mind meld with these folks and convince them to do what's right. Well, they're...
Jedi mind meld? Needless to say, Star Trek fans, a.k.a. Trekkies, were appalled that President Obama said Jedi mind meld rather than Vulcan mind meld. What do you say, Senator McCain?
Stevie, my friend, and Diane, my friend, President Obama has tried to portray himself as cool. He's often said that he's a Star Trek fan. Well, I can assure you, even the dumbest freshman at Starfleet Academy would know that it's a Vulcan mind meld, not a Jedi mind meld. Mr. Obama obviously got Star Trek and Star Wars mixed up. And frankly, I never would have made such a mistake had I been elected president 4 years ago. I just wonder if President Obama knows the difference between Vulcans and Romulans.
Well, former Congressman Barney Frank, what is your response to this?
Stevie, everybody makes a little mistake now and then. But once again, Senator McCain is proving that he's just a reactionary Republican who will use any little excuse to trash President Barack Obama.
Gentlemen, we have just a moment left for one last comment. And Barney Frank, I'll give it to you.
Stevie and Diane, I will leave you with these famous Vulcan words. Live long and prosper.
Barney Frank, once again, you had the last word for this segment, and when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will have a very timely message for us. Stand by. ESPN Radio 93.5, the news, Sunny 95.3.
It's
typical humorist Bill Melberg on ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. And Bill, it's that time of year again, and I understand you have a timely message about time.
Yes, I do, Stevie and Diane. It's time once again to change time. You remember how that works, fall forward, spring back, which means we'll be setting our clocks back 1 hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday. So instead of the current time being, what, about 6 minutes before 9, it will be 5 minutes before 8, which also means that we lose 2 hours of sleep
Wait a minute. The old adage is fall back, spring ahead.
That's right. We set our clocks ahead 1 hour Sunday morning.
Well, Diane, that might be the case in a leap year. But this isn't a leap year, so instead of leaping forward, we're falling behind.
No. You do this every year, Bill.
He does it twice a year.
That's right. Every time we change time, Bill tries to confuse us.
Yes.
Now, Stevie and Diane, there's nothing confusing about this. All you have to remember are four simple words. Fall forward, spring back.
Bill, you are getting everybody confused. Now, let's set this record straight here. The four words people need to remember, fall back, spring ahead. So set your clocks ahead 1 hour.
Well, I've certainly confused myself. In any case, hopefully I'll be back with you guys 1 week from now, same time, 8:35 a.m., same place.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Melberg, you can check him out at eveningwiththepresidents.com. Before we let Bill go, I've got to go back to this one thing that did catch me a little bit off guard this morning. Let's listen to the real Janet Napolitano. She has a very deep voice.
There's a story that ran last week. It says, we released 2,000 detainees because of sequester. That is really not accurate.
And was not a political story, by the way.
It was not a political story, I will hasten to say. And I won't say who put it out there. But
so she has a deep voice.
Yeah.
No javelins. We've made that decision.
Yeah. No javelins. I can't imagine.
What are they thinking?
I don't know. I don't. These are pretty much keychain Swiss. I mean, not the bigger ones. It's 2 inches or less, 2.5 inches or whatever it is. And then wiffle ball bats? Really?
I know I lost my Boy Scout knife several years ago.
They took that. Was that under the 2-inch blade rule now? Or?
Yes, it would be. It would just fit.
Okay. All right, but
the javelin would not be.
Tell me how somebody at the shiny, glassy conference table said, well, we got to allow wiffle ball bats.
Right.
What the heck is that?
A pencil can be a lethal weapon if you know how to use it.
No, that's right. It's wiffle ball bats and golf clubs on the... Interesting. Okay, listen.
Well, when you have people partying in the aisles of airplanes, you know what the heck.
Yeah, that's right.
Harlem Shake time.
All right. You can go to ESPNCU later today and hear Janet Napolitano on our podcast.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Stevie and Diane.
Have a good day.
All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Okay, coming up, it's ESPN 93.5 The Herd and Sunny with songs like this and Colby Calais on the 95.3 side. So if you want soft rock favorites from then and now, I'm going to hang around and play some songs for you here coming up. ESPN on 93.5 with The Herd, soft rock favorites on 95.3. I'm Stevie J. Again from Champaign, spring ahead. Saturday into Sunday, and enjoy that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day. Hey, listen, thanks for listening. Have a great and safe weekend.